Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is that?
If you smell
what
the Rock is cooking. The Rock says.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I think what Marcos wants me to do here, I'm just guessing. You want me to tell people, Marcos, that we're giving away a chance to win a family four-pack to see the WWE Holiday Tour coming to FTX Arena on December 29th? Is that what you're trying to do?
That's exactly
what I'm trying to do?
That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
You know what? That's good producing by you, you beautiful amphibian.
Oh, thanks.
Well, all right. Look, we will give away a family four-pack before the end of this hour. I promise. I'm not going to make you wait till the end of the show. Marcos, make sure you remember I do it by the end of this hour.
I got you.
Because I'm going to forget. But if you don't win tickets in this hour, you can still purchase them. Go to FTXArena.com for your chance to win a family four-pack to see the WWE Holiday Tour at FTX Arena on December 29th. You know what? Here's what I think. When you hear Tua say, Daddy loves you guys, during the break, at some point, that'll be your cue to call. You hear Daddy loves you guys.
Daddy loves you guys.
That's not it. Well, that is it, but that's not the cue to call. But when you hear that during a commercial break, all right, that'll be your cue to call. Tua saying Daddy loves you guys. That'll be your cue to call. We'll give it to caller number 10 for Tyreek Hill. That will be the winner to go see the WWE Holiday Tour at FTX Arena. Oof, sometimes I have trouble with that one, you know? I miss AAA. Yeah. Not as bad as my debut, though, at the on the Heat broadcast where I phlegmed up. That was embarrassing. Oh, my God, that was really bad. My dream.
FTX Arena.
Ooh.
I know. What is it?
Answer for your crimes.
Who?
Robbie.
Oh, he's back? But anyway. Again, you guys can get tickets to the WWE Holiday Tour at FTX Arena at FTXArena.com. But before the end of the hour, be listening during the commercial break. Could be this next commercial break. Could be the second commercial break. Could be the third commercial break. Could be something. Could be nothing. But it will be something. You listen for Daddy Loves You Guys. That'll be your cue to call. Caller 10. We'll get the four-pack. Hit that ID here, Ticket Maestro.
This is WAXY Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar, the home of Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter Miami, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
Couple stinkers last night in Monday Night Football. Yeah. Double dip of bleep. That's what it was yesterday because you had a blowout from the Buffalo Bills as they smoked Ryan Tannehill's Tennessee Titans 41-7. Not great, Bob. And then in the other game, the Eagles made easy work of the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins. Oof. I mean, he was bad.
Oof.
I know, Tua. He was bad, dude. So, you know, not great, Bob. I don't know what to tell you. It's hard out there for these teams. You know, you got two, but you know, you got two teams more that are 2-0. And obviously sets up a big time matchup next week, Dolphins and Buffalo Bills. It's an exciting one, Leroy. This is a big time divisional game early in the season, big test. They look like an absolute monster right now, and if the Dolphins can win this one, business picks up, dude.
Yeah,
business picks up. You win this game.
I would like to say this. Based on the way Buffalo has rolled through the first 2 weeks, if it's a competitive game, right? I'm like, if it's a back and forth or a defensive battle or whatever, and the Dolphins have an opportunity to win, I think that says a lot about where they are. Doesn't mean they can't win. I'm just saying, you don't want this game to end up being another one of those statistical games where Buffalo just rolled. And if it's not, then you can say, you know what? We can compete with the best in the league, and there's a bright horizon ahead of us.
Yeah, but there's something to the idea of, like, you got to break the streak too, right? Like,
yeah, all that is great.
Because here's
but
the
you don't want your team, you don't want the Dolphins to end up being number three in a group of teams that have been dumb trucked to this point. Right?
Yeah.
If the game is close and they have a chance to win at the end,
no, you're right.
You can say, you know what?
But
we can compete with these teams.
I'm just nervous, December game in Buffalo later on in the year. Like, I don't feel great about that. You know, that's always a dicey one. So
why
I figured,
are you worried about December, dude?
Because you got two matchups a year against these charlatans. I want it now.
You don't know what is going to be going on in December.
Oh, I know what's going to happen.
I still might not have my hand surgery.
I do know it's going to be cold in Buffalo.
Yeah. Okay.
And Tua went to Maryland. You know, I'm not like, you know. Need to get some ice training. Can he go to the Panthers ice den?
Hold on. Let me squash this right now.
What?
Okay. And I'm going to say this, and this is 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
There is no training for the cold.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
That's not true, dude.
Bull.
Rocky Balboa did it.
Just got a point.
Dude.
Thank you.
Yesterday you used cartoons. And then, no!
Point for Toby!
Well, he went to Siberia.
Nothing colder than that.
There is nothing colder than that.
And he won.
What if?
You know.
I'm
telling you, Leroy about to be out.
No,
what? Because I know where you're going.
Just hear him
Stop
out.
It.
No, I think he's got something good.
My guy Sergei Bobrovsky is
no,
from.
No, you don't, Marcos.
No, listen to me. My guy Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah,
he's from Siberia.
Mm.
What if you have a little Tua Bob connection, and he could teach him the ways of the cold? You know,
who's gonna catch the ball? Because Bob ain't.
That's not nice.
That's true.
Why do you have to say that to my guy? Yeah, he was good this year. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault. I won't hear that. It was not Bobrovsky's fault. All right? That gutless Huberto, that's why they had to ship him off to Calgary. Freeze your ass up there.
Jeez, the gutless Huberto?
Oh, gutless, dude.
Wow.
I'm a Kachuk guy now.
Mm.
All right?
Yeah.
Spell it.
I know there's a T in there.
There is a T.
Starts
in there.
With a T.
Something.
Listen.
Starts with a T?
Panthers camp.
Yeah.
Coming right at you, baby.
Kachuk.
I mean, it seems like hockey's played all year round, doesn't it? It really does.
I love it.
Because they start, a little bit before? They start the end of this month.
I don't know. I know this Kachuk was very happy to be in South Florida as opposed to Calgary. He seems very happy to be down here. Which, why wouldn't you be? Beautiful.
Pretty much.
But anyway, Bobrovsky, he teaches Tua the ways of the Colt. You bring Tua to the ice den before a Buffalo Bills game, throw some passes, all right? Because we already know that Waddle's out there. He's adjusted. He's a penguin. He's used to the cold, okay? And then you'll do one-on-one drills.
Played in the same place.
No. He's a penguin.
So.
And then
you make zero sense right now.
You have
two players from the same school.
No.
You're saying one can play in the cold.
The Penguin. And he's get and you know what? You do one-on-one drills. You know who you bring to the ice den? Javon Holland, the snowman.
Wow.
Yep.
Yep.
And we'll call it Tua's Winter Wonderland.
Hmm.
Right?
Yep.
I love Christmas.
And dude, it's like a week before Christmas. It's a week before the for the Green Bay game, so it's perfect.
Sometimes I sit in this chair and I want to just have at sports and just be a professional, spit some knowledge.
Hmm.
And now we're talking about Tua's Winter Wonderland.
You're right. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Week 3, that's way down the line, week 15. We'll get to it when we get to it. Oh, sexy sauce. Give him a point. Tua's Enchanted Forest. Woo!
Point for Twitcher.
Although it's not cold there.
I love Christmas.
Tua's Enchanted Forest. Tua's Enchanted
Every time
Forest.
I took my daughter to that,
lights and shows.
It was like a dust bowl.
Well,
didn't you leave there like covered in soot?
Yeah, for sure.
like it was on like just the barest of dirt, which probably is good because you want them those raggedy rides sitting on some firm ground.
I think that's
you don't want to get up and start shaking.
Oh, I remember the last time I went to Santa's Enchanted Forest. There was a guy doing acrobatic acts with like fire torches that he was juggling. And he needed assistance from the crowd, but this man was from England. And, the assistant that he asked for did not speak English.
Oh, no.
And so when you're dealing with fire and there's a language barrier,
yeah,
caused for some issues. They needed to pause the show at one point.
Huh. So that's why they moved from that location.
Maybe. I don't know what. There's something to be an OG carny, right?
Yeah.
Like when you are traveling the country doing your carnival act, that's a different kind of people.
Is it the same carnival, but they give it a different name?
Why would you say that? Santa's Enchanted Forest is their own kind of carnival.
Yeah, one of one.
One of one, dude.
So they don't travel?
I don't know.
So I mean, if you don't travel, are you a carny?
This guy was definitely. I think they bring this guy in. The fire juggler?
This guy fills out a 1099.
They always have a lady with a beard.
Yep.
And I don't know if that is something we should pay money for to see, like, because it's quite frightening.
We come back.
Her testosterone imbalance is off, so she grows hair, and we paying $2 to go see her with a beard.
Swipe right on that.
The mystery play that turned it around for the Dolphins. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Still doing this, Andre? Oh, for sure. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. You guys get the Tobin and Leroy podcast on all your podcast platforms. And on the Odyssey app is where we are streaming live, AUDACY. You can also get the Porpoise Pod. Me and Solana recapping all the shenanigans that happened. Solana, he loves him some Dan Marino, huh?
Yeah.
Loves him some Dan Marino. He finds himself very chummy with Dan the Man now.
Are you previewing a guest on the Porpoise Pod? Maybe?
No, there's no way that's happening.
Yeah, it's okay. You know? Just thought I'd throw
maybe
that out
Dan
there.
Marino's like handler would join the show to tell us how Dan smells.
His lawn guy?
Maybe. I picture Dan Marino having a hedge that's cut like a dolphin.
Oh,
you know?
Nice.
Speaking of the Dolphins, I love it. This was Goosey's galore, dude. So, did you guys see the Peter King piece that he wrote on the Dolphins? Hey, you know, his like little, it's not called the Monday Morning Quarterback anymore, whatever that version is that he does, his entire recap that he does of the league. He did his week two recap, but he spoke to Mike McDaniel after the win outside the team bus, right? And Mike McDaniel revealed that the turnaround for the Dolphins happened on that 3rd and 10, 48-yard touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill. Do you want to know what this play has a name, Leroy? Do you know what it's called?
Oh, isn't it Bleep It?
Yep, the effort play. The effort play.
I need video of him calling that play.
You want it mic'd? You think it's on NFL Films?
I need.
You know what I would say that is? 999.
All the way up.
All go routes.
I love it.
That's kind of what that is.
Mike McDaniel told Peter King, quote, "I thought that our guys were defeated, and I understood why. They had high hopes for the game, and the game wasn't starting out our way." Peter King writes, "Then the effort play happened." All right. He says this is a family website, so McDaniel will have to leave a small bit here to the imagination. But the big play of Miami's ridiculous comeback honestly is called the effort play. Midway through the fourth quarter, Miami down 14, sputtering. Tagovailoa went incomplete with the clock under 8 minutes now and a 3rd and 10 at the Baltimore 48-yard line. And McDaniel says, quote, "So we had a play ready in case things weren't going right or in case of various frustrations. And we installed this play with expletives that the quarterback knows as the effort play. Tua loved the play, and if we really needed to make something happen, that was the play we called for."
That means, you know, you take all of your fast guys, you put them on the field, and you have a track meet. And guess what happened? Oops. So
they talked about it the night before at the quarterback meeting. Tua knew he liked the opportunity there. He goes, 3rd and 12, 3rd and long. I really like the effort play. And apparently it wasn't going well for them in practice, this effort play. But it certainly did. It certainly did this time around, turn around. Mike McDaniel told Peter King on what he told Tua. He says, "I said, the weight should be lifted off your shoulders, man. All you did was do exactly what we talked about. Hopefully for at least a week, you can shut people up of all the people you're trying not to listen to. And I'm hoping Sundays feel different for him now. You need that kind of shock and awe moment for that to happen." That's Goosey's, dude. That let me tell you something. That's Goosey's.
Here's what I would say, that, and I've always told you this, football is a very negative reinforced sport. And it's one of the few that it's 100% sport. So meaning that like 70% of your job is not good enough. And in any other sport, you're talking about 30, 40% being excellent. So the attitude in which you go about trying to get as close to perfection as possible sometimes is a little different. However, you also have to know your players. And you're talking about a guy that is not very controversial. You're talking about a guy who's not going to really get in your face, not going to fight back. So it almost goes on deaf ears. Whereas, say what you want about Mike McDaniel. If there's one thing that he's done in that building with everybody, is that he has a positive environment to where everybody from top to bottom tends to always look at the bright side. And I'm not saying it's going to make your team better, but it gives everybody hope. You know, Tua went to this season probably thinking, you know, is this the way everybody feels about me? And Mike McDaniel changed that to the point where he can just go out and play. He's a part of something. He's not, you know, the guy they're looking to replace. And it's shown by the way he's handled himself on the field this year. I'm not saying it's going to be that way all year, but it's a start. It's a start. Now you got a deal. Here's what you have. Everything is gone pretty good the first couple of weeks. Okay. Now you have to get those theories battle tested, meaning that you're going to have some bumps in the road. You're going to have some struggles. You're going to have some games where you just don't play well. What is Mike McDaniel going to use and what methods is he going to use to get guys back on track? Because it's a long season. So we'll see. But as of right now, the way everybody feels about Tua. Nobody said all these things about Tua last year because your coach wasn't saying those things about Tua.
Nope. All he gave us was Tua's our quarterback.
Right.
Thanks. Here's Mike McDaniel talking about Tua's game and saying that there was some turnaround that he needed because he started off disgusted with himself.
It kind of makes it tangible what his teammates, myself, the coaching staff have been seeing, you know, this whole offseason. I mean, he took such a step in the right direction yesterday and threw an interception that he was absolutely disgusted with himself. And in that game, to take the coaching and still press forward with, it was probably his biggest mistake that he's had all his season. So that, like, that makes it that much more real and what it can do for him if he's just worried about playing the next play and not pressing or not being overly hard on himself. So I think the messaging for that and for him,
Yeah. What do you think of that, Leroy?
I mean, I like it. I like it. I think that, look, Mike McDaniel has gone about this like Tua's going to be the quarterback for a long term.
Yeah.
And so when he makes comments like that, he's like, yeah, man, we got a lot of football left. Quit worrying about one play. Let's go. And I think that positivity trickles down to everybody. Because if people see you doing that with the quarterback, then what about when the defense gives up a big play? If that attitude is not like that throughout that whole team, does the defense stop Lamar on the 4th-and-1?
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is that whole game was played like, damn, I messed up. Let's go out and get it done the next play.
Here's a little bit
with everybody.
Here's a little bit more of Mike McDaniel on Tua's performance, and the teammates not being that surprised by it.
Real good things. I think deep down he would never say it, but I think you'd have to be kind of delusional not to start be like, hey, 6 touchdowns is pretty good, right? But I think there's also something to the fact that none of his teammates were surprised which is much more impactful than words. You can feel that when guys are like, they're not like, whoa, dude, where'd that come from? You know, like, so I think that's great for him. He deserves it. None of it was given at all. He earned every ounce of that, which I know players respect a great deal. So I think that benefits everybody.
Man, that would be something though. Like if somebody came up to Tony and was like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
That's what the football world is saying, right?
Yeah, that's what, like, Sean Payton was
they're
saying.
They're all backtracking.
Oh, yeah, coming. But this is the thing that's interesting about it, because, like, you know, McDaniel and Tyreek Hill especially, you know, were saying, "Oh, you guys are liars. You guys are just talking. You're just yapping. You're just out here." And so I think for them too, like, you know, their credibility was questioned about what they were saying about this guy. And so for him to bear fruit to that, to those claims, I think especially for Tyreek Hill, definitely took more of the criticism and had a fan base mad at him in Kansas City for what he said, more so than McDaniel, who's kind of just new to the scene for everybody. So, but yeah, people thought that, oh, you're just saying that, you're disgruntled Tyreek Hill. Like, Tyreek Hill doesn't have the credentials to know. Like, he's not one of the best receivers in the league. Like, he's just some quack.
Right.
He's just some guy.
And keep in mind, he never said Tua was better.
Well.
No.
I think, like, he means that, though.
No. He doesn't mean that. I mean, but you have quarterbacks with different skill sets. You know? But I like the way people go out and take what Tua can do and say it's not good enough to be a good quarterback because of the deficiencies he has, right after we just finished watching the career of Drew Brees. Right?
Yeah.
If Drew Brees didn't happen, I could understand you looking around the NFL and saying there's no other guy that fits Tua's skill set that hasn't had success. But especially the guy that coached Drew Brees. And the whole thing with Drew Brees was he doesn't have the strongest of arms.
Right. Super accurate.
That was – you start every conversation with Drew Brees with that.
The thing with that was funny last week was when people were getting on Tua about the not being able to see receivers thing. It's like Drew Brees, like, said he got on his tippy toes at a certain point to, like, see receivers.
But again, we forget that just to make our point. With like and especially I'm even more shocked that Sean Payton would say something like that with the exact same quarterback.
Well, you know what? I'm glad this guy's not the Dolphins head coach, because apparently this guy's been living off an onside kick talk about his cocojones for a long time. But you want to know what they are when you age, dude? They shrivel up. And Sean Payton, he's gone from having grapefruits to almonds.
Is it almonds or almonds?
Whatever, dude. The point is, they've gone from massive.
Wait. No.
They've gone from grapefruits to prunes, dude.
DJ, you got blatant disregard for the L. Right.
They've gone from their almonds.
He's got almonds.
And I don't want to hear it from Sean Payton anymore. All right. The guy's a has-been, and I never wanted him as Dolphins head coach.
Hey, stop lying.
I didn't want him.
Because you were ushering.
No, I wasn't.
Tom Brady.
I know I was.
Payton onto the boat.
Dude, I never want Tom Brady to even think about being on the Dolphins. I never wanted him on the Dolphins. Uh-huh. I don't even like the idea of Tom Brady. Because you want to know something? He's a criminal who has yet to answer for his crimes.
When are you going to answer for your crimes? You stole an L from almonds.
So you say almonds? 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 How do you say it? Did I really say it weird?
I like them.
That's the point, Marcos.
I'd like to review the tape.
Oh, okay. I like to buy an L, Alec.
We'll take a quick break. Speaking of that criminal Tom Brady, he's called out Ryan Fitzpatrick. Remember, Ryan Fitzpatrick last week says Tom Brady doesn't like him, doesn't respect him, and he believes he's that mother bleeper. Tom Brady has responded to this accusation. And
so he's got other things to do besides play football. Huh?
Apparently so. I have, and I'm torn on this response. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy. You guys know you can watch us, watch some clips from the show on our YouTube page, youtube.com/theticketmiami. That's where you guys can catch us on demand. Streaming live on Twitch if you guys want to watch us live. Marcos.
This guy's 6'8". You know that?
Can he play power forward?
Huh. Obviously not if he's singing.
Hmm. Well, Victor Oladipo can sing. Victor Oladipo's got a nice voice.
Oh, yeah. V.O.
You know who, you remember that 30 for 30 they did on Ben, the kid in Chicago? He was supposed to go right out of high school in the NBA, and he got shot and killed in Chicago.
I don't remember this. No,
Ben. Oh, I can't think of his name.
I don't remember. Well,
there was a few guys that went to that school. I think he went with Muggsy Bogues and R. Kelly.
Did you see? I think I saw. Was it this weekend or last weekend? I saw Juwan Howard was hanging with Jalen Rose and Palinka. They met at some function. I didn't know if you got some Michigan Gooseys for that.
I'm gonna get real Michigan Gooseys when at one halftime for a Michigan game they bring the Fab Five back.
Yeah, that'd be good. They gotta save that for a big one though, right?
Yeah. They were banned for 10 years. They've been allowed to come back. But I don't think they've ever done anything, you know, because Chris Webber went when they were in the Final Four a few years ago. Chris Webber was there.
Yeah, but I think is it Webber and Jalen aren't cool right now? Is that?
It was because of the 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Jalen was the producer.
Right, because he works for ESPN.
And so – right. And so, I mean, that's a hard story to tell simply because there's a lot of guys that say somebody said timeout. And it wasn't just Chris Webber doing it on his own. And that person has never come out and said, I yelled timeout.
So you're saying that they haven't answered for their crimes?
I'm saying that it tore that situation, tore up what looked to be the lifelong friendships, right? The way they all came together.
Right. Sucks.
The way they all played together. And it's a shame because it's one of the few instances in life where sports has ended a friendship versus making it a lifelong thing. Because I'm friends with guys that I played high school with still to this day, with guys I played college with guys I played in the NFL with, still friends with, because you spend more time with those guys than you do your family.
Can you ask one of your football friends if they like my Winter Wonderland idea?
To us, enchanted forest.
You want to hear Coach McDaniel's new thing? He had a big revelation yesterday. You want to hear it?
As long as we don't talk about Tua's enchanted forest, yes.
Great. Here's McCoaching yesterday.
Jalen and Tyreek set record yesterday, obviously, but you got 192 yards from players not wearing 10 and 17. How important is it for this offense to get that much production out of guys that are not animal-themed nicknames?
Well, I mean, unbeknownst to you, I've named every player an animal.
You know what I like about that? He is having a blast just throwing it right back in their face, and they don't know how to handle it, right? They're like, what? Well,
Man.
Snowman is not an animal.
That's true. He's not. Well, is the abominable snowman an animal? What would you consider that?
It's right with Bigfoot and Chupacabra.
Are those animals or are they monsters?
They're not real.
Well, says you. All right. Sorry, I didn't realize you covered all of Siberia to know.
Dude, come on. Anybody ever took a picture of one?
There's been pictures, not good ones.
No, there hasn't.
Yeah.
There's one video of Bigfoot that's been around for 80 years.
I'll watch a Finding Bigfoot show anytime. Anytime.
Right. It went like they go, look at the footprint.
Right,
I'm like,
what
hold
that?
On.
This is how you do a Bigfoot show, you know? This is partly a Twitch joke. All right. What was that?
So close.
What was that sound? What was, did you hear that? What was that? What was that?
Why did Bigfoot start sounding like a hyena?
I don't know, dude. It's always like, hold on, we're gonna do something here. We're gonna clack sounds together, and it's gonna make. We'll see if we get a response.
Is that like Bigfoot?
Oh, did you hear that, Ralph? Did you hear that?
Yeah. What was that?
Responded.
By the way, a quick minus one to Leroy.
Why is that?
Got a text that says, nah, Donald Jones isn't 6'8", bro. It's Montel Jordan. Wrong black guy, Leroy.
Oh, Montel Jordan. That's
Jeez,
it.
Leroy.
Wow, minus one.
It's a definite minus one.
Minus one.
Speaking of minus one, Tom Brady, he's got a podcast. Let's go! With Jim Gray.
Jim Gray is at the center of all these big-time star interviews. How has this happened?
I don't understand it.
When Tiger was going through his stuff.
Jim Gray.
LeBron.
Decision.
Taking
Jim Gray.
His talents to South Beach. Jim Gray. Tom Brady.
Mike Tyson.
Jim Gray.
Broke your back? Spinal. Jim Gray.
Right.
Weasels his way in there. But Jim Gray on the Let's Go podcast, I will give credit for journalism because he was asked Tom Brady about the Ryan Fitzpatrick controversy from last week. Ryan Fitzpatrick was doing a media tour and he was on Lebatard and Part of My Take. And aside from being an overly sensitive baby about the water slide injury, he was also convinced that he is that mother bleeper. And if you guys don't know, been living under a rock. Infamous clip from The Shop, LeBron show. Tom Brady was a guest. And Tom Brady said, infamously about a team sticking with their quarterback instead of getting him in free agency. He says, you're sticking with that mother bleeper? And everybody has always wondered since, who is that mother bleeper?
Wasn't it Derek Carr, though?
A lot of people have thought it was Derek Carr because of the Dana White news. Remember, Dana White came out and he said that he had the Tom Brady deal done. But a lot of people also think it was Ryan Fitzpatrick because of the Dolphins news. you know, both, I guess, are probable or are possible. But Tom Brady, he has now taken Ryan Fitzpatrick out of the running. Here is Tom Brady on his podcast. Let's go.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, God, not this again. Yeah, go ahead. Let's talk about Ryan. And I love Ryan, but somehow he's got it out for me. And that's why I actually talked to Ryan Griffin, who's one of our quarterbacks. He said, Ryan's always all over you. I don't know why. So I don't know why Ryan is. Maybe Ryan and I need to have a talk. You know, Ryan's a hell of a guy, too. And I've competed against him. I mean, he's a Harvard guy. Now he looks like he's part homeless. And now he's on TV doing what my future job's going to be. So I think Ryan's got a good thing going. I'm not sure why he needs to, you know, think that I'm after him or something like that.
Is he the MF? Was he the guy you want to finally come out and say that it was or wasn't him?
You know, Scratchy, I like to keep him guessing. And unfortunately, with this coming out, I'd have to tell him it wasn't him.
Wait, did he call
him? Wow, okay. So now it could be 31 others.
Let the guessing games begin.
All right. Well, at least it's not Ryan Fitzpatrick. You've just ruined all of his material in his brand new job. I mean, what's he going to be able to talk about now since it's not him?
I'm going to have to make him work a little bit harder. He's, like I said, he's a Harvard guy. He shouldn't be too hard with that. He should find plenty of other things to talk about.
All right. There you go, Leroy.
Who's Scratchy?
I guess that's Jim Gray's nickname. Yeah, you always focus on the weirdest part of a clip.
Yeah, he's talking.
He just all of a sudden out of the blue said, "Okay, Scratchy."
I think everybody knows that Tom Brady and Jim Gray call each other Itchy and Scratchy. They're big Simpsons fans.
Hmm. No, nobody does. You're an idiot. No, I did not know that. Neither did you.
I made it up.
Yeah, of course you did. This is what it's like doing a show. You always got to look for the smirk, the smile, the grin, and he could not even be close to the truth. I made it up, of course.
But I'm torn on this, okay? First of all, Ryan Fitzpatrick is right about this, okay? I'll give the show pony credit for this. Very clear Tom Brady does not like him. He does not care for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That was very clear.
You didn't think that was clear?
To me, no. Tom Brady speaks as if when Fitzpatrick's beneath him.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Is he not?
Yes.
I mean, is he not?
He is beneath. Oh, he is beneath him.
Yeah.
But I also think that he thinks I got to actually address this with this guy. Because first of all, he gives the dismissive, and I love Ryan. No, he doesn't. When you say.
Soon as you say
that's
that.
A Stugatz move. Like, that's the immediate, like, you know, uplifting, positive. And I love Ryan. No, he doesn't. He does not love Ryan. And, you know, where he's like, oh, he's a Harvard guy. He should be able to figure this out. He calls him homeless looking, you know. But I'm torn on this because, obviously, I would love for it to be in the case where Ryan Fitzpatrick isn't that mother bleeper, because why would Tom Brady even give him the time of day? Right. So I'm on that side. However, I'm also on the other side of, this is a criminal. And this is the perfect cover-up so he doesn't have to answer for his crimes. So I'm torn. I don't know which side to be on this one. Am I anti-Fitzpatrick and I believe Tom Brady, or do I admit that I'm believing a known liar and cheat? Where do I go on this one, Leroy Horde? I need advice.
So years ago, I got an absentee ballot from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And it was to vote for governor. And my two choices were Edwin Edwards, who had been kicked out of the office for stealing money.
Wow.
And David Dukes, who was the grand poobah of the
David Dukes? Klan at one
time. Yes. That was my two choice for governor. So I totally understand the situation you're in.
I feel like yours is much serious.
Do I vote for the guy who might not be a big fan of black folks?
Might.
Or do I vote for the guy that I know as soon as he gets around money in the office, he gonna steal it?
Yeah.
And guess what?
Voted for Kanye West.
They elected the criminal instead of the racist. And guess what he did? Stole money!
See, I think I'm going to lean towards, I still think it is Ryan Fitzpatrick being that mother bleeper. I think I have to side with the show pony, unfortunately. But, and I don't want to do that. But
let me ask you a question.
There just appears to be too much evidence that Tom Brady was definitely planning at one point to go to the Dolphins.
But here's the question I have. Is that do you even make comments about a guy who's a setup guy? So Ryan Fitzpatrick was never brought here to be a long-term solution.
Right.
Do you even need to make comments for that?
Well,
whereas if you think of Derek Carr, right? He is a guy who's been in the organization and been a quarterback for a period of time.
A little better than decent.
Huh?
He's a little better than decent.
Right. But you would have questions. Oh, y'all don't think I'm that good. That sounds more like Tom Brady than even wasting time on a guy who was never meant to be the long-term quarterback.
But then again, I do have Stephen Ross saying that he's been vindicated even though he's suspended. And I do have Dana White admitting that he was trying
to... Vindicated!
I do have Dana White admitting he was trying to get Tom Brady to the Raiders.
Right.
The Raiders owner was just smart enough to deny it.
Right. No,
he's not suspended. This Dana, I don't know what he's talking about. He's got stories.
Meanwhile, they're eating dinner.
They ate crab together.
Right.
We ate crab together.
We'll take a quick break. Final hour of the show comes up after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.